Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, in addition to the new Siri features, Apple Vision Pro is also getting a handful of updates as part of visionOS 27. Vision Pro has been available for a little over 2 years now, and in addition to an M5 hardware revision last fall, visionOS has improved significantly over that time. There's been a lot of discourse about the Vision Pro's future amid reportedly slow sales, but visionOS 26 still brings new features to Apple Vision Pro users. New features include the ability to turn panoramas you shoot into spatial scenes. You can also now use your own panoramas as immersive environments on Vision Pro. There are new flyover features in Apple Maps. There are new window designs with more curvature, so you can now make your windows stretch further around you. You can look at notifications, then easily expand them just with your eyes. Control Center has also been completely redesigned. And of course, visionOS brings a ton of new Apple Intelligence and Siri AI features. You can now ask Siri with visual intelligence about anything you're looking at, whether you're looking on screen or at something in the real world. You also have full access to Siri AI to ask questions, do different things on your device, and find integration throughout specific apps on Vision Pro, like Safari and Messages. visionOS 27 is available in developer beta now and will be released to everybody later this fall. Next up today, iOS 27 brings a handful of new features to Apple Music. Perhaps the most immediately visible change is a newly redesigned artist page with a prominent shuffle button, a new artist display name, and other layout changes. Apple didn't have a dedicated section for Apple Music during its keynote event, but a word cloud slide mentioned new features for the platform multiple times. For instance, the big new feature for Apple Music is an update to the popular Auto Mix feature. This feature uses artificial intelligence to create sophisticated transitions from one song to the next, matching details of the song in things like key and tempo. It basically brings automatic DJ-like transitions to the Apple Music experience. Apple says that iOS 27 updates the algorithms behind Auto Mix to generate new transitions to make it even more seamless and for more variants from one song to the next. Auto Mix will also be available on Apple TV and HomePod for the first time. Also with Apple Music, Apple TV users now have the ability to stream in high-resolution lossless audio. On iPhone, Apple Music now features a new Now Playing screen layout that is compatible with portrait and landscape orientations. Apple has also used iOS 27 as an opportunity to work on a variety of performance improvements for Apple Music. This includes faster loading of the Now Playing view and faster streaming start times. This should make the service feel much more responsive and let you enjoy your music more quickly after first launch. Building on that, Apple specifically says there are other changes that improve the reliability of Apple Music streaming. Finally, Apple Music also integrates with the new Siri AI system. This means you can ask the assistant information about an artist, then use natural language commands like play one of their new singles mid-conversation to automatically start an Apple Music session. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. With CardPointers, most users save over $750 per year. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards. One of my favorite features is the Safari extension that shows you exactly what card to use and which offers are available for that purchase to maximize your rewards. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 50% on CardPointers, and you can get lifetime access to Hotel Slash, a members-only hotel booking tool that helps you find lower hotel rates. Just hit the link in the show notes to get started today. In other news today, iOS 27 introduces a new device recovery mode on iPhone. This is a Mac-like recovery feature where the iPhone is able to boot into an alternative user interface that doesn't involve loading the entirety of the main operating system. In the new recovery mode, you can restore your software, enter diagnostics mode, erase the device, and perform some automated fixes using Recovery Assistant. To enter the new recovery mode, you first turn off your iPhone like normal. Then, when the phone is shut down, you hold down the side button to power it on. The Apple logo will then appear like a normal boot. But you want to keep holding the side button for an extended duration. Then you'll see a progress bar appear below the logo, and your phone will automatically launch into recovery mode. In addition to the new recovery options, you'll see your battery percentage in the top corner of the screen, and your phone will also connect to a known Wi-Fi network automatically. The new recovery options should mean that some last resort fixes that previously required connecting your iPhone to a computer can now be done independently on the iPhone itself. It is very rare for such recovery to be necessary, but it can occasionally happen in situations where things like a software update fails to install, or if the battery of the iPhone suddenly dies while an update is in progress. So if anything like that happens in the future, once you update to iOS 27, you shouldn't have to plug your iPhone into the Mac, and can instead do things like recover your device, update the software, get diagnostics information, and erase all content via this new recovery mode on iPhone. That wraps up another episode of 95 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 95mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 95 Mac Daily.